Hello? You there?
Rick, can you hear me?
Yeah, I finally can hear you. Soap's gonna be on soon too. I
Okay.
asked him if he wanted to take over for you.
Oh, well, that's all right if you want
I'm gonna
to.
be going back and forth between you then. Like a whore.
Okay. Oh, I'm just sitting in my bathroom next to the plug-in thing.
Way to go! Ha. Soap's on now. Shit. I wonder if we
Well.
can get three-way talking. Let me talk to him for a second. Stay online.
Okay. Hey Rick, what's going on?
Oh, it's soap on a rope. Finally. So now I can actually talk to back and forth between both of you and actually get a somewhat decent conversation. Let's see. And he basically totally made fun of all your mailbag replies.
Okay.
So you could hack him if you want. I don't know. Can you hack people over Wi-Fi?
You never know.
So
You
what's
think
up?
I would tell you?
I want to get a small interview with you over one thing, which is your new fancy game coming out.
Okay, Turbo Quest.
What's it about?
It's about you. You're Buck Buck, you're a chicken, and you're gonna save the crap out of the world.
Holy shit, Buck Buck is awesome.
Yeah, Buck Buck, he's my favorite character. He beats the shit out of John A. Roney.
What? How does he do that? John Aroney is an awesome noob.
You know, this is kind of funny because I'm playing Mafia at the same time as I'm doing this interview.
Well, I won't tell anybody, but are you Mafia?
No, I'm not.
Okay, are you
Wink,
like.
wink.
Are you. What are you then?
I'm just being consistent here. Since I always say I'm not Mafia at the beginning of my game, it's my shtick. I'm telling you now that I'm not Mafia.
Wink, wink.
Whether I'm lying is up to you to decide.
You're always lying.
So they say.
Well, swiftly moving along this conversation, we're planning Coil Mayhem for this weekend. You're in, of course.
Yeah.
You're gonna be supplying me a bunch of random horrible, horrible shit.
Yeah, I've been looking. I'm gonna look some more tonight after this.
I got like three, four, or five, or I lost track. I really don't want to look in my Coral Man folder. But as long as you supply me with shits and I find some shits of my own, then we'll have a bunch of shits.
Yeah, mine's all in a folder called Horrible Porn.
Not hiding it at all. You're just waiting for Jennifer to.
It's inside my documents.
You should just put it, link it right to the desktop at this point. I at least hide my stuff a couple folders down just in case someone finds my computer in a wreckage somewhere and opens it up and it's like Coral Mayhem.
Well, if I wanted them to think I'm really creepy, I would have put fapping material instead of horrible porn.
You would somehow hack your computer to have a GIF desktop of bouncing boobs.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I'd react to that.
That or it would be really cool to have a GIF desktop of, you know, those swirly hypnotist things.
Yeah. Oh, I've actually done that before.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can have anime GIFs on your desktop.
I never knew that. You'll have to tell me how to do that.
It kind of slows down the computer, though.
You can't get much
At
slower
least
than
it
mine.
did on my old one. I haven't tried it on this one yet.
Well, randomly changing the subject, you haven't lived until you've seen Glitchy Banjo-Kazooie Treasure Trove Cove Land.
Uh-oh. You doing that one?
I might. I'm
You
gonna play the
should.
whole game, and if Krem doesn't video fest it, I will.
Sounds awesome. Okay, be right back. I'm gonna say a bunch of dumb crap in Mafia to make it look like I'm paying attention.
You go ahead and do that. I'll probably talk to you a little bit later on voice chat, but I should finish up podcast with Auntie first. I'm recording all of this. Okay. End voice chat. Communicating with Eerie. I think I caught a cold. Anyway, are you back?
What?
Are you black? You
I wish I was endowed like that.
Alright. Oh man, I have like 10 minutes of just random bullshit to cut out of the middle of this just because we did nothing. You died and I was sitting there humming to the Pokemon theme.
Well, me and Chopi talked for a little while there while you were doing that.
Yeah. So, he's playing Mafia right now, and he's probably Mafia. We should lynch him, but he wouldn't tell me if he was Mafia or not. So, let's lynch him anyway.
Yeah, I think he's Mafia if he doesn't want to admit to it.
Are you eating your fucking microphone? Are you always eating your microphone?
I'm playing with the D-pad right now, thank you very much.
Well, it sounds like you're eating the microphone.
Okay, well, I'm not, so fuck you.
Brush your teeth,
anyways,
man. Eat some soap.
How do you... I'm in the bathroom. It's kind of weird because that's the only place we have a power outlet. So I'm just
in the entire
toilet.
House?
No, the rest of them are taken up by stuff.
Oh, I thought you just had like a huge power strip in your bathroom.
I wish. That'd be awesome. I got like 5 shavers going at once.
Hurry up and pee so we can get it for posterity.
You want to hear me go into the bathroom? Because it's pretty gross.
Oh man, are there horrible sound effects like birds dying and fish like screaming and like glass breaking?
Fish screaming. Oh man, that was pretty funny, Rick. what am I doing in the bathroom? This is pretty weird. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
What did you guys talk about?
We talked about Soap's new game, the RPG Maker game, which I'm totally going to put on the podcast, which was fairly epic. But
oh, yeah?
I'll let you listen to that later. Now you can't hear through me.
Yeah, now I can check it out.
You'll actually have to download and listen. Take that, bitch.
Fuck. My plans for not ever downloading PO-Askcast, so... Yo, ass cast. That's pretty funny. I should trademark that. Patent pending. Yeah, anyway. there's like a trash bag on the floor, and then there's like a toothbrush on the sink, and there's also a lizard. I don't know what that lizard's doing in here.
Something. I have one of those old-fashioned lizard toys where you can stick it to the wall. I totally love doing that in other people's houses.
Yeah, because it leaves huge grease marks on the wall.
Well, yeah, that. You know, it had a few suction cups on the bottom, but they're all nasty and gunky.
Yeah.
So I just, like, totally stick the lizard on their wall in their shower. So they turn on the shower and then go in, and it'd be like, lizard, bitch!
I wonder if that's based on, like, real lizards. I wonder if the scientists spent years throwing lizards at walls, trying to figure out if they could stick or not.
Next hey, POS I love that road trip, job.
We should just go get some lizards and find a wall. When is the next POS road trip, by the way? It was supposed to be this summer, and it didn't happen, did it?
No, me and Auntie... Not me and Auntie. That you were Auntie. Oh, no. Me and Wally just never got any money. We were all poor and shit.
Oh, yeah, you still don't have a job, do you? We've been doing this for, like, 3 months, and you still don't have a fucking job.
It's because I look like a hobo. And I don't want to cut my hair.
Cut your fucking hair.
No, I ain't cutting my hair, bitch.
Wear a top hat then, and put your hair inside of it.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
Then you'll look classy if you do that.
Top hats cost $100.
You can find one off a hobo.
Yeah, I tried to go work up at Ace Hardware, but they were all like, no.
They're like, no, you're gross looking.
Are you a man or a woman?
Why don't you work at, like, a long hair shop where they sell long hair?
I'm tempted working at the news place across the street from me, the little newspaper place. I could probably get a job there.
A newspaper tent?
It's a printer place, but it deals with all the newspapers in, like, the county. So, it's a pretty big place.
You should do that.
I do that, but I look like a hobo.
Well, Well, it doesn't matter, because nobody's going to be looking at the newspaper and be like, man, the person who made this looks like a hobo.
Fucking hobos.
Yeah, I can tell this is printed by a man with long hair. I'm never going to read this newspaper again.
God damn it, what are you doing? Put the fucking DS on a counter.
Why? I can't, like, talk to a counter. That would look ridiculous. Fine, like, I'll talk over the sink for good acoustics.
You're, like, totally messing with the DS and I can hear it.
Echo, 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 echo.
Scream penis.
Peter!
Good echo.
Was it not a good echo?
Yeah, you got some good acoustics.
Nice. That's what you get when you put your DS in a sink and turn on the water.
Do it.
Ah, it's electrocuting me.
Perfect way. We could end the podcast with you dying.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
In the bathroom, talking on the DS. Nothing gross about this. So do you have any... I'm used to you asking questions and stuff. What do you guys normally do when you do a POS cast?
Oh, when we're doing podcast, we usually talk about random shit. I'm thinking up our next subject right now while you're, like, you know, playing with yourself.
Yeah. Can't deny that.
I knew you wouldn't. Let's touch upon this whole Ben's at Christian camp thing.
Yeah, wasn't he just at camp? Why is he going to another camp? What's that all about?
They're shipping him off to random Christian camps all summer.
That's a little bit strange. I mean, where's he going to college, by the way? I haven't had any time to ask him because he hasn't been home for fucking months.
He's going to college in an igloo or something.
An igloo?
Yeah.
I totally told him to sign up for the college that I'm going to so we could be roommates, but he didn't do it because he's a loser.
He's afraid of being raped.
Rightly so. But it would have been a great rape. Roommate rape. Now you have to live with it.
I have keys to your house.
You should just come fucking visit because you're not doing anything, you loser.
Well, if I had money, I would. Pay my ass out there. I'll come.
Okay, fine. There. I will.
I can take
I'll buy you a fucking car.
Yeah. Well, cars here are only like $500 for really shitty ones. That could, like, probably take me there and come back.
I'll buy you a car that'll get you here, but I'm not getting you a car to take you back.
Well, I can go on a train and it would probably cost me $120.
Yeah? All right, $120. I am PayPaling it to you right now.
Fuck yeah. I wouldn't mind that at all. You were supposed to come live out here, you fag.
I tried to, but nobody would pay for it.
Yeah, now nobody's PayPaling you.
You should just come live with my parents. $200 a month, and you can get a job at Ace Hardware, because they need people there really badly. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Man, I wish I lived in Colorado, land of Ace Hardware and unimportant job titles.
Oh, I'm excited. Tomorrow is my last day, Rick, and then I'm going to spend a week doing nothing. It's going to be great.
What you need to do is take a camera or a recorder or something and go into Ace Hardware and record your final day. Because it's not like you're going to fire you.
Yeah, I think I was going to do an image fest of Ace Hardware. Like, I've already done the article.
Yeah, you need
fact,
to do
I think
it.
I'm just going
to
do a POS cast of Ace Hardware because I've been thinking about it for a while. Let me tell you about my coworkers. Ace Hardware is pretty much divided into three sections. There's the yard people, which we call the yard monkeys because they are useless. Then there's the in-store people, which are like the cashiers and the floor people. And then there's the administration, who are like total hard asses, and you have to watch out for them. Anyways, there's this one guy named Jim who works in administration. He works in the receiving department of administration. And like, he looks like Santa Claus. I'm like, I don't know, like, if his entire persona is just based on the irony of him looking like Santa Claus and being a total jerk all the time. Like, every time I do something, he's like, Jesse, I have to talk to you about this. You're fucking cutting up a box. Obviously, you should be taking the tape off the box and putting it behind my counter because I collect boxes. Why don't you know that, you fucking idiot? And I'm like, okay. Seriously, that happened. I'm not even fucking making that up. I was like, you collect boxes. Okay. I'll never cut up a box again. And then there's this guy Big John, who owns the store, and, like, he only has 9 fingers because he shot one of the other ones off. It's pretty fucking cool. And, like, I didn't notice it for a while. Like, I always thought he just kept his hand closed, and, like, he was keeping that finger in his palm or whatever. And then one day he was typing on the computer, and if you've ever seen someone with no finger type on a computer, it's hilarious. They have to, like, do a little stub movement to type in the key that they're aiming for.
Awesome.
But I'm not allowed to make fun of him because he's the boss and he'll kick my ass. Also, he's 7 feet tall. That's why they call him Big John. He's actually a giant.
Holy shit.
And then... What?
Well, my fifth grade shop teacher had, like, 3 fingers per hand. Could never figure out how to shake his hand.
Slowly and carefully.
It just felt like his other fingers were going to pop off.
Yeah. People who have cut up their fingers must live a weird life. Like, every day they wake up and they're like, man, I live a pretty normal life. And then they look down at their hand and they're like, holy shit, I've only got 9 fingers? What the fuck is going on? Oh, yeah, that's right, I cut it off. They have to live with that shame. That's the shame of only having 9 fingers, Rick.
Well.
That's a special shame.
A special shame, but it would be better if they'd sold their finger on eBay or something.
If I ever cut my finger off, I'm keeping it and just gluing it back onto my hand, even though it's going to be dead and, like, start rotting. Because that'd be fucking awesome just to have a dead finger.
You should skin it. Like, you should skin it and get the bone and make it into a necklace.
You just have the bone on your hand. Or, I don't know, I'd rather have the flesh so I could be, like, when I have grandchildren, be like, hey, kids, you want to see something cool? Take that knife and then stab me in the finger. And I'll be like, and when they stab it, I won't flinch. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, stab me, you kids! And I'll chase them with a knife, and then after they're all dead, they'll be laughing in heaven.
Okay.
Was that a sick fantasy?
Another anti-hero goes off on a small rant about killing his grandchildren.
They should fear me. Rightfully so.
It's not like you'd ever have grandchildren, because you'd kill your children first.
I'd probably preserve their genitals so I could breed them.
Holy shit, sick. We've reached the line here. You know.
That's not illegal, Rick. At least not in Alabama.
Well, in Michigan, you're allowed to tell your wife how long her hair has to be. You can sue her over it, too.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, it's a law from, like, the 1800s that nobody ever bothered to repeal.
Wow. Rick, you better watch out. When you're somebody's wife, you're going to have to cut your hair.
Everybody knows I'm the butch.
Oh. Who's your bitch? Krem? Wally?
Everybody.
Everybody?
I'm a Mormon.
There's no such thing as gay polygamy, Rick.
Oh, you would think?
Oh. And I think there might be a gas leak in my bathroom because my head really hurts. Get in a gas leak?
Gas leak, ho ho ho, in the bathroom.
Seriously. My head fucking hurts.
Well, leave the bathroom.
I can't, I'm plugged in.
Oh, man. Well, then, we'll hurry up and end the POS cast. Let's see. I'll do a small part with soap after this. So,
okay.
Any final words you have for the idiots out there in TV land?
Sorry, I'm so boring. I guess that, you know, I didn't really have anything to say this time.
You know, besides the whole stabbing up your grandchildren and raping and killing.
Yeah, that's just day to day talk. I could have done some truly epic rape stabbing if I was up to the task. I failed. Mission failed.
Well, you know what? If Krem doesn't show up again, you can come back next week and okay. Rape and stab some more.
Next week, I'll save up all my rape jokes for you.
Start writing them on your week off.
Yeah, that's all I'll do all week is start writing rape jokes.
Knock, knock, who's there? Rape, bitch!
It's Ray. Ray who? Rape, motherfucker?
Oh. Give me a good I'm Gay Bear before we go.
Alright, hold on a second. I do it in a Homestar Runner gay bear voice?
Do it in any gay bear voice you like. I just like... Okay. I'd like to end on a... I'm gay bear.
I'm gay bear! Is that good enough for you?
Yes, that's perfect. Thanks for playing, Auntie.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.